Hey, Corey, what are you doing?
Oh, just trying to look up some news and stories on my phone. But there's so many sites I need to go to. It's just so flingin' time-consuming.
I know what you mean. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. And that's Flipboard.
Flipboard?
Yes, Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7.
Wow. But can I share the stories I find?
You sure can, Corey. When you see stories that you want to save or share, tap the plus button to add them to your private or public collection. It's that simple.
It sure sounds it. Now I can read news every day.
Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com or download the app from the App Store or Google Play.
Sad to wear this shirt today.
Come on.
I don't know enough about soccer.
Ugh, easy.
Random question. What inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence? Right. If you really thought
that's a tough
it.
One. Objects. Like
I'll go fish.
Like a
thing that doesn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of context. There's a picture of me in my parents' house from when I was like 9 or 10. They took me to Bayshore to. I'll bring it up. Yeah. I'll do it for the views.
Is that?
They haven't shut us down.
You have to have a bulb in them that are just taking up space.
Nice.
You should add it to Ryan's bulbless light collection.
Mine has a bulb in it.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It just it's wasn't my, on that one.
It's my late.
We haven't gone that late.
Yeah, I do.
Serious users
I
for sure.
I think that I... There's something that I don't get a lot of, and it's... You know when people have keychains that are, they only have like 3 or 4 keys on it, but they have like 17
rings,
extra like trinkets and stuff that's on there. Yeah, and it just, I don't get it. Yeah. But
basically
it's also,
you're deceiving people.
I'm just like, why? 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 Why?
In my defense.
As a Millennium Falcon bottle opener, because
everyone needs a bottle opener.
Why wouldn't you have a bottle opener on your car keys? Come on.
Sure. Today's Thursday, so 2 days, couple days.
Yeah.
The announcement coming with respect to the program in general. So we'll get into the specifics, but we can say that starting next week's episode or the next episode, depending on life getting in the way, we will be officially sponsored by a company.
Woo!
So we have sold out and we'll be having ads for at
that
least
take long.
Yeah. every 20 seconds there will be a 30 second ad.
That's right. They're just us introing the ad and that's the podcast.
Someone's got to keep the lights on.
Yeah. Shameless plugins.
So for at least the next 4 weeks, there'll be some sort of ad, either in show or prior to the show. We're still working out the details, crossing the T's and dotting the lowercase J's.
And who knows, maybe viewers like you and listeners like you might get something out of it. A nice maybe. Little tidbit
cash
of
bonus.
Cash bonus, yeah.
for or listen for that. Starting next episode. Next week. Yes. But since we're talking about cash, I was reading the other day, GameStop is confirmed that they're looking at buyout talks.
Really?
The retailer has been in financial trouble since...
the Blockbuster of the gaming world.
Yeah, just last year in the States alone, they closed 150 stores as digital downloads have seen a big increase. So I know, Michelle, you and I,
we were just talking
about EB Games, kind of the regular. I know over the past, I think, year and a half, I've noticed they've started to really expand the products that they sell. Like as Ryan brought up Bayshore, there's the EB Games store there. They actually expanded the store and now referred to as an EBX, where it's like 90% everything other than video games in that store. Yeah. It's like Funko bobbleheads and other shirts and hats. Stuff. Are we looking at Blockbuster of video games? We're gonna have game stores go out of business now, or
I mean, I can't really remember the last time I bought a video game actually in a retail store.
And just the our system, and just for specifically our situation, like they playing the Switch, going somewhere else, and then wanting to put in a different game and just not wanting to get up and get the other cartridge. And it's really not...
Well, it's sad in my case because the cartridge is literally a floor above me and I can't
get off the couch. It's definitely a thing that I'm like, I just don't. And it usually means I stop playing the system instead of just being like, well, I already have this cartridge in, I'll just play another round of this.
Yeah.
I'm usually like, well, I could either go get the other game or stop playing. And I usually end up not playing. But digital downloads are, I mean, it's definitely, I think the main reason I'm still getting cartridges for the Switch, like I have Mario Tennis coming tomorrow, and I've pre-ordered my Super Smash and Mario Party cartridges. And it's just because if I pre-order on Amazon, I end up getting like $10 off the price and I still get it on the same day. So, like, why not?
Yeah, I think even from a physical state, getting it off of Amazon versus going to a store and buying it, I think is
absolutely.
And yeah, going back to the, so if folks are going more the digital route, there's less of that happening and less physical trades going on and things of that nature. Like,
that's also been kind of a deterrent for me getting on. Like, I have a few digital downloads on my Switch for sure, but they're all kind of like mini games, like that basketball one, the NBA Playgrounds or whatever it is. And it's mainly for resale value later on. I don't know, maybe when the Switch 2 comes out, games than it is to be like, all right, well, I'm
there as to why Sony and the PlayStation don't do crossplay. And basically he said, well, he was there, he heard an internal reason was strictly money. They didn't like the idea of somebody buying something on an Xbox and being able to use it on PlayStation. So again, as we said before, it's all about profit margins.
But are they using, like, it's not like, you know, it's not like I could buy a Xbox version of NHL, whatever, you know, that disc, and then pop it into a PlayStation and have it work.
Well, I think what it's referring to is, like, I have an Xbox, but you have a PlayStation, but I can now play with you on yours.
So yeah, but you know, like, I still need to
buy. So they don't want somebody not buying the game on their console, because then they don't get a, you know, thing.
It's just, it's so weird how essentially every other company is not.
Did you see that or hear about the Minecraft ad that came out today?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I saw an article about it.
Essentially, it's more. Yeah, they had a Nintendo commercial promoting a game that literally had somebody sitting with an Xbox controller, and ending the ad with picture of an Xbox, picture of Microsoft's Xbox and Nintendo's Switch, basically saying, "Yeah, well, you can play this game together, guys."
Yeah, and how much more fun is that? Like, it's just,
what's Minecraft?
Yeah, Well, still. There's there'd be because I started or you know, the platform you've chosen at the time. And then if you decide to switch, to have to kind of start all over again is really annoying. When it's like clear to
do. I think you have a gaming
term disability then.
My problem with that is, and I think that's what's getting a lot of play, is people are taking like addiction, which in all intents and purposes, people consider as a disease or a mental health issue, and generalizing it to gaming. Now, there's very few people in this world that actually suffer from it. But in my personal, because like the addiction runs in my family, so I'm sure I have something that I'm, you know, not necessarily addicted to like substances or anything like that, but I'm sure there's
addicted to being awesome
DNA that has me compulsive towards something. But again, to target it at gaming, I find that hard.
It's a hard justification.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
And of course there's always going to be the few that have it or a lot of the same game. It just means you enjoy the game, I guess.
Yeah, let's look at the people that, like, let's say there's the 1% that are really into it and actually have the problem. Is the problem necessarily gaming itself, or is there an underlying cause and gaming is simply the outlet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Precisely. Right? That's my thinking. I think, you're opening the door for something mm-hmm. rather, I guess, dangerous in the sense of diagnosing somebody who clearly has something else going on they need to deal with, but just
exactly
saying that, hey, violence on video games.
Yeah, that's garbage. But like, it's like, I've been playing video games since I moved to Canada, pretty much. And I like
Canada's a problem.
I can't you know what? Canada. I'm addicted to Canada, is what it is. That's the problem. But like, I wouldn't consider myself addicted. I'm not, you know, it's just because it's fun.
You can stop whenever you want to.
Exactly. I just don't want to. That's not. Yeah, like just because you play a lot so much GoldenEye that I was like, man, I could really take one of these guns and do some serious damage with it or anything like that. Just the same way as I didn't play a lot of NHL. I know how to skate.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Like, if this video game, like, let's do it in real life.
In that game, so on and so forth. I think it's more addiction is the disease rather than what you're addicted to.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
And, like, really, the, switch it up.
Corey's getting into his addiction.
Going out and harming other people, but then there was that story.
Or is that an internet issue?
It's everything's online now, though. That's
exactly.
It's not the problem. It's great because now we are able to play games with friends and people around the world without having to, you know, meet up and be at a certain location or whatever.
Imagine playing a game of like Words with Friends and they SWAT you.
Yeah, why? Why would you do that? Sorry that you don't like Quijibo, but
that's a real word.
I don't know what Corey had on.
I was going to say he pretty much had all the underlying topics that we were going to talk about. So we have to wing it from here.
I figure we'll just go on to movies from now because I don't know. Right now,
I'm actually super excited for that one, and I don't get excited for movies very often.
And it is, I think that's a bit of a nostalgia movie, right? Like
Pixar always seems to hit home with that.
Exactly. And when did? Oh, Corey's back. Corey, when did Incredibles 1 come out?
That was 2004.
No way, not that.
Close and come back.
That's cool. Yeah,
welcome back.
And watch again at least 40 times. We really need this picture.
Yeah.
Promises. It's opening for an animated movie with 180 million.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. but it's almost expect, like, there's just so many people that saw The Incredibles and were waiting for something like this to come out.
Yeah.
So that's great.
It's one of those movies that needed a sequel.
Yeah.
Well, it ends on a big cliffhanger, right? The Underminer shows up and credits.
Jack.
See, what you don't also realize too is that a lot of Pixar movies are actually over 2 hours or close to it.
But it doesn't seem that way.
Like, I had no idea. I think the first Cars, unfortunately, was like an hour 55.
I really liked Cars 3, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Get out. No, that's not true. I liked it too.
It was a movie.
It ran.
I mean,
one again. Yeah, Colin Farrell is in it. Danny DeVito, Michael Keaton. Those are the big names I know.
Is Danny DeVito Dumbo? Because I would watch the hell out of that.
Danny DeVito is the ringmaster of the circus.
Makes sense.
He's got the body for it.
Yeah. Directed by one Timothy Burton.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
That is
weird.
He's
got Danny
Yes, I'm supposed to see that with my parents. I promised them. Yeah.
Dude. That's fine. And then we got Sicario the week after that, and then Ant-Man and the Wasp the week after that. So those are my
summer movies.
Early summer.
Fox Disney thing's going to happen.
Yeah.
With their $71.3 billion.
They went pretty. I figured, they would just do something like. Because
they're like 30% higher, 30% higher than the original offer, about 9% higher than the Comcast's counter.
Yeah. Because. First, they start off with something around 50, 55.
53, right? I think.
And then Comcast went. And then Comcast went over the top to
65. If you can do both, you do 50-50 is the highest you can go on both of them.
Yeah. That's sweet, though.
Rumored to be accepted, so that we could be, hopefully, unless Comcast comes back.
Yeah.
Looking at Marvel getting all their properties back.
What
except
what
for the Submariner?
What else are they going to be getting? So, they need / Marvel to get
the guy that owns Simpsons.
Man, happy.
They'll be pulling everything but the Marvel shows on Netflix because technically Netflix owns them.
Yeah, but just all there's so much of so many things that Disney is going to own that I think that streaming service would be I would be. Very okay with having that, just having access to all of that would be incredible.
Plus the original content too, because Favreau is supposed to be doing another Star Wars show just for that.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. Which now brings me to my next point.
Star Wars.
Lucasfilm is canceling any sort of, or at least holding any spinoff anthology movies because of Solo. So their focus is just going to be on the saga.
They had nine things lined up, right? I read somewhere.
I think everything was never really confirmed. It was more rumor, but
yeah,
I think they have to pump the brakes a little bit. I think it's a good call.
We talked about Boba Fett and the rumored Obi-Wan trilogy. Yeah.
The Obi-Wan one would, I think, out of all the characters, would be the only one that would be pretty well received. Maybe a Darth Maul one.
Jar Jar, the trilogy.
Jar Jar, for sure.
Jar Jar, the trilogy, of course. That's top of the list.
The traveling road show with the Jawas.
Yeah.
it's like an antique road show, just they're bargain hunting and.
I'd watch it.
Going to flea markets.
Jabba's floating ship. You get thrown in the Sarlacc pit.
Jabba's
are coming for you. But yeah, there's too much, too much coming out and not enough anticipation.
It's all
wait time in between.
The problem. And again, like we said before, did anyone ask for a Solo movie? Did anyone ask for a Rogue One movie?
No.
I feel like I don't mind the
get behind Rogue One, but no one wanted it.
Yeah, I don't mind the Rogue One part because we had episode 3 and then we had episode
4. The third underworld. We knew the Lycans and the vampires had a war, but do we need to see why? They already said it in a flashback.
Yeah. We don't need
everything can be solved with a flashback.
Yeah, just a diddly.
Oh, this old Star Wipe? It's like, yeah, it was the Han and Chewie, like all that stuff was added to the plot. And if it was like, I wouldn't want a, I don't need to know what Leia was up to, you know, from
R2-D2 the movie.
Yeah. his whole life. If it was, yeah, like if it was just a movie that was focusing on Leia, I don't think it would be very good. Like her growing up and becoming, you know, that her kind of rebellious self. Not interesting to me. It's, you know, once she was kind of cool.
The whole, and then he, you know, fucked off and like that was the end of it. But then they made him a hero. You do a movie like Solo and you make him a hero before he's actually a hero.
Yeah. It doesn't add up when you think about it.
Because then now I need another movie to be like, well, what happened to make him go back to like regress back to, you know, being a scoundrel?
A nerf herder.
It was all those nerf, all the herding nerfs for 14 years in between movies was the thing that did it.
Just quickly, I want to get your thoughts because I'm all for it. Was the Creed 2 trailer this week?
Yes. Oh my God. I can't wait.
Now, I haven't seen Creed yet, and which I know, considering that I grew up on the Rocky movies, yeah. I should have seen that like at least 7 times now. But yeah, so I watched it anyway, and I'm sold.
Michael B. Jordan is just amazing in Creed. The movie itself, I thought, was fine. It was, you know, it plays out exactly the way you think it would play out. But Michael B. Jordan played, it did not end well with him or for him.
If he died, he died.
That's right.
And he died.
Which really
amazing in that movie. He's so bad, but he's amazing in that movie.
It's everything he says, you're like, come on. But then it's amazing when he says it anyway.
If he dies, he died. It is after Rocky wins, you know, spoilers for a 30-year-old movie. Is when he does that speech at the end. You know, when we first came out here, you know, I didn't like you guys. You didn't like me much either. And these two guys were killing each other. But then, you know, if I could change and you could change, then everybody could change.
You know, why can't we have more of that in the world? Like, there'd be no more wars.
No, just Stallone, Rocky, just play that speech everywhere. Just like, just John Cusack can say anything with a boombox over your head with that speech. I didn't see that. I mistake.
Taylor Hall had a very good acceptance speech for his MVP award.
I don't remember it, to be honest with you.
I think it was just basically he.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, he was basically saying like they had a tribute for the Humboldt hockey team.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he was basically like, you know, seeing that puts everything in perspective. And he's like,
I don't want this damn trophy.
Obviously, I quit. Great, yeah, it's like obviously this is a great honor and stuff, but there's a lot bigger things. And he was, but he's never really been.
My problem with like this sporting award shows, and especially NHL, because I think the other ones tend to do it better, is
not like, much better though.
No,
like, better, yes.
I think maybe, frame it wrong, I guess in sporting awards, when it's like this award's for the best, whatever. Like, why are there nominees? Like, if this guy's got the best stats,
yeah,
number two or number three shouldn't be winning this.
Exactly.
So, like, if I'm Pecorino and I have the best goals against in the year, I have the most shutouts, or I have, like, the best wins, losses, and no one's even remotely close to me, how is there a number two, three person for someone to vote on?
Yeah, why? Like, why is that? There's, you know, there's different things. Like, is it Lady Bing is
like those ones?
Voted,
I understand
voted by the player, right?
Yeah, like, or like you know, a community leader or something like that. Where like, was it Ted Lindsay or Bill Masterson or something? Or Matt Masterson? Or it's a nominee from all the teams.
Yeah,
like that's something. But again, when it comes
best to
player
stats,
in a certain position,
I guess it's like stats versus perception. I guess basically. Like,
why are the sports writers voting on it either? Like,
like
look at like
I guess
college football.
They would be the experts.
If you look at, like, no, again, it's stats.
if you look at like college football and like it's the associated losses stats, this and that, it's it's perception, which it should be really in theory, right? So I don't know. I just don't. I think that they can't do an award show if it's all on stats, because then we'd know all the answers, right? There's no drama.
That's what I'm getting at. Don't do the award show, or
I'd be okay with
don't have specific. Has to be the guy with the best stats. Now, what happens? You see a lot is like I think the year Drew Doughty beat Carlson for, or Brent Burns beat Carlson for the Norris. Everyone kept saying it's because Ottawa didn't make the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
So I had nothing in that instance, had nothing to do with stats. They looked at it. Okay, your stats are better, but you didn't make, your team didn't make the playoffs. That's not entirely on the that one defensive player that's on the team. So again, how does that negate him? Again, when you're trying to say best defenseman,
that's also the MVP award in general, like one of my main issues with that one of the best teams, right? Mm-hmm. It's the MVP of the league is like Alex Ovechkin, let's say. Or, well, Taylor Hall. But,
That should have been McDavid. He had the most points.
Exactly. Or it's just like it's the most valuable player to that team. You know, like if that person wasn't there,
how much worse would the team be?
I think that they're making playoffs, and if he wasn't there, they still wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Exactly. So, how valuable are you really?
Yeah, that, and that's where the Taylor Hall debate came into, right? They made the playoffs this year.
Yeah, but, you know, if. Let's say, so if neither of them made the playoffs, but if
McDavid
wasn't there, if McDavid wasn't there, then, Edmonton likely gets another top five pick. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Taylor Hall's not there, Jersey gets a top 10 pick, let's say. But, like, wouldn't that make McDavid more valuable to his team? But it always just seems like more of a moment in time.
Yeah, I also find it funny that Rene won the Vezina for best goaltender, though he shit them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But like it is what it is.
Yeah.
Awards.
Yeah.
Anyways, quickly, best podcaster goes to.
With that, I think.
Yeah.
Quitting the Caps job now with the Islanders.
Apparently, that was always in the works. Is that? Like, even before they made the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, it was. He made it seem. I think it turned out to be a whole money thing.
Does that not seem? I don't know. I guess not weird, but like, yeah, it just seems like circumstances can change, right? You would say something like, I think I'm done with Washington at the end of this year, kind of win or lose, regardless. But like, I would think that most people, if they won, they'd be like, all right, like clearly things are. Pretty good and like worth whatever I thought was not good before.
You can certainly reevaluate, but I think he had it probably in his like, it's one of those things where you say, okay, no matter what happens, I'm doing X.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in his instance, he wanted to get paid and it didn't matter where it was.
Right.
Yeah. But like, could, don't you
the think Islanders, you, come on.
Like, don't you think you'd be able to negotiate?
Well, they did. They talked and I guess the money wasn't there.
Yeah,
and they're winning a Stanley Cup. Just
it's not enough. Not enough to.
I think actually one of their requests a pay decrease.
Oh yeah, what an idiot! Like, what if he gives it to you?
Then he wins. So,
I really haven't.
I've not heard this story. Please explain
hot dogs. At the family, one of the hot dogs wrapped in duct tape to prevent it from coming apart mid-flight hit the fan right in the face.
Hot dog, we have a wiener.
We have a wiener.
They're doing the hot dog gun?
It's true.
Like, it's on. I'm pretty sure there's some warning.
People are going.
It's true. Maybe you're not paying attention. Include a picture of him. Amazing. Now,
did they say at all if it was an all beef wiener?
They do not. That's although nothing was broken, McVay has significant bruising that requires icing every 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
It's going to get worse before it gets better, she says. It's going to go down the side of my face. I guess she's referring to the bruise.
Yeah, not the hot dog, that already. No.
Despite the freak accident, McVay doesn't plan and even finds the humor in the situation.
I will let you guys decide which one you want.
Okay.
One awesome. Involving a dog, stay on topic, or one involving a monkey.
Oof. I kind of want to hear the dog one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll go dog. Let's do dog. It.
Okay.
Now let's get to the monkey.
All right. Here's
the best part. The line here from The Guardian starts off with literally, with best friends like these, who needs enemies?
Oh.
So you know it's good. Richard Ramey, 51, of Fort Dodge, told police he was playing with his dog, Baloo, classic name,
yeah.
On the couch and tossed the dog off his lap. He says when the pit bull Labrador mix bounded back up, he must have disabled the safety on the gun in his belly band and stepped on the trigger. So he's sitting on the couch playing with his dog, strapped.
Why?
In the States.
Hey, he's part pit bull. You never know. They might turn on him. The gun fired.
Now, I want to know.
What were they playing?
The license for that.
He didn't carry the gun. He wasn't carried, nor was it concealed. Auto theft suspect arrested with monkey clinging to his t-shirt. Dubbed the most Florida story ever. Now another sad, sad line. As a rest go, this one was bananas. Right?
Right?
Am I right? When deputies in Pasco County, Florida arrested Cody Blake Hennison on Friday after he was allegedly driving a stolen vehicle into a ditch, they were shocked to discover an accomplice, a capuchin monkey clinging to his pink polo shirt. Now, here's the thing. Why is he wearing a pink polo shirt?
Are we sure it wasn't a faded salmon?
Doesn't say.
It says pink.
Fleeing the scene, and that's when officers noticed his primate companion, who was named, appropriately enough, Monk. Monk the monkey.
Monk.
Give this kid props. Hessian told officers that Monk was 3 years old and he had owned him since the monkey was 3 days old. He also said the animal came from a breeder in South Carolina and claimed there was no licensing or permitting required in the state. However, Hessian didn't have an exotic animal permit for the monkey, so the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission took the animal into custody and dropped Monk off at a nearby primate sanctuary according to the Tampa Times. Hessian has been charged with auto theft in a different jurisdiction, a felony, and he remains behind bars on a $5,000 bond. He could face additional charges for not having an exotic animal permit. The monkey looks like Marcel again. Yeah, and that's the exact same monkey. And he's literally in this picture. The guy's leaning against the cop car, handcuffed, with the monkey just grasping at his shirt. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Not even, remotely surprised.
Call it.
Ooh, new season.
That's it. All right,
I'm excited.
Fun. I'm very. I would just like to say I've had a lot of fun over the last. Wait, this is 10
weeks.
We had the spoiler cast in there. So 9 weeks.
9 weeks. 9.5 weeks.
Nine and a half.
I think consecutively. We have
the longest stretch. The longest stretch. This has been a good stretch of like consistent ish. Thursday night and the random Wednesday and Saturday in there. But I'm happy with the way things are going so far. Hopefully viewers like you and listeners out there are also enjoying it.
I think PBS is going to sue because we say that a lot.
Like, you know what? If they're not watching, I think we're allowed to say whatever we want.
It's true.
They're public access.
We'll worry about it after 100 views.
Yeah, until we start doing telethons and stuff, I think we're okay.
I like the podcasting aspect of this. It's good to like kind of work on speech, talk with.
There you go.
All right. Facebook.com/opencollarpodcast, Twitter and Instagram, opencollarpod.